You're listening to SBS News.
Do you have a sweet tooth late at night? Or do you prefer an early salty snack? Perhaps it's a cold treat like ice cream with topping, or a chocolate block, because why not? Well, experts are warning you to watch what you eat during this pandemic. There are two ways to look at this extra time you're spending at home: a chance to binge eat and snack more often than ever before, or to take this opportunity to have a better diet. It can be a blessing in disguise for you and your health. Accredited practicing dietitian and senior lecturer at Macquarie University, Dr. Juliana Chen, says it's the perfect time to build good eating habits.
For many of us, we're now all at home. We work from home. Our kids are now schooling from home as well. And then I guess rather than seeing it as a challenge or a challenging period, we could really see this as an opportunity for us to actually spend more time focusing on our eating and actually establishing good lifestyle behaviours.
Dr. Chen recommends the Mediterranean diet, which is based on traditional foods consumed by people living in countries such as Greece and Italy during the 1960s. Research has attributed the low rates of chronic disease and high life expectancy in the region at the time to this way of eating. A wide array of benefits have been linked to the diet, such as reducing the risk of heart disease and dementia, aiding weight loss, and even increasing longevity. Dr. Chen advises Australians to eat a variety of foods from the five core food groups, including vegetables, legumes, fruits, whole grain cereals, fish, poultry, eggs, lean meats, nuts, and reduced fat dairy. When cooking, opt for healthy fats, such as olive oil. Dr. Chen believes healthy eating is more important than ever during the pandemic.
During this particular COVID period, where our mental health might be a little bit at risk, the Mediterranean diet's also been shown to help with our mental health. So, in fact, following a Mediterranean diet has actually been shown to reduce the risk of depression as much as 51%.
For anyone interested in trying out this diet, Dr. Chen reminds us not to treat it as just a fad. Sticking to routines such as eating breakfast every day and practicing consistent eating are paramount to maintaining good habits long into the future. But some Australians are struggling to stay healthy during these trying times. Clinical nutritionist Hannah Watson acknowledges the difficulty of maintaining good eating habits during the crisis.
But look, my heart does go out right now to people who are struggling emotionally, mentally with the pandemic. For them, trying to get super healthy or break habits, it may not be the right time for them. Like, for them, it may just be a matter of survival and getting through this very challenging time.
Experts are encouraging Australians to avoid carefree eating as a coping mechanism to deal with boredom or stress at home. While small amounts of comfort eating are normal during stressful periods, knowing where to draw the line is important. Ms. Watson says practicing mindful eating can help reduce the urge to comfort eat.
When you're eating, you want to ask yourself, is this healthy? Have I had my five serves of vegetables today, which is the minimum recommendation for adults? So, it's just sometimes about pausing and considering whether, we're actually hungry, or are we just craving, or are we fulfilling an emotional need?
However, unrelenting stress and anxiety can make it difficult to break the habit. Ms. Watson advocates for a holistic approach to wellness, which includes taking care of one's mental health. She says overeating can often be a sign of a bigger issue.
Talk to someone, make an appointment with their GP, try to get on the mental health plan and actually seek professional help, because often the binge eating and the comfort eating in food, there's usually a bigger underlying trigger.
Sleep deprivation is also a factor which can lead to unhealthy food choices. Ms. Watson says the less sleep we get, the more likely we are to reach for junk foods and processed products to obtain a much-needed energy rush. Being mentally healthy and well-rested are key to making good decisions about our diet. With social distancing precautions forcing people to stay home, a healthy diet now starts at the supermarket checkout. Personal trainer and meal planner Raquel Hogado warns against buying unhealthy snacks when grocery shopping.
At this moment, people need to be very, very careful with what they have at home, because when people spend more time at home, but me too, it's easier to go more often to the fridge or eating or things like that. So it's important when they have or they do the shopping and they fill their homes with food to be very healthy.
So do you want to break some other bad habits? There are healthier ways to deal with the challenges we are currently facing. Ms. Olgado says while some of her clients are committed to improving their diet, many are also striving for more, such as staying away from drinking alcohol, smoking cigarettes, and gambling.
So some of my clients told me that because they cannot go out at this moment, or they are not going to some parties or restaurants or pubs or meeting friends, and they used to drink a little bit more, at this moment they are challenging themselves trying to not drink or getting better habits. People are training more than before. You do exercise, you feel good, and you don't want to spoil your exercise or your day with bad habits, with maybe smoking, drinking, alcohol, eating unhealthy.
More free time at home provides ample opportunities to pick up new skills, such as cooking, allowing you to control what's in your food. Ms. Olgado also recommends doing plenty of exercise, which has added benefits for mental health, such as reducing anxiety. For those who require extra support, Dr. Chen reminds Australians we're not in this alone. Contact your local dietitian or health professional to help guide you on the journey to better eating. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.